Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Awesome to have Dwayne Kuiper, one of the voices of the San Francisco Giants, who is also, he does radio and TV. So, and he just joined us here. We talked a little bit about the series. I love reminiscing about the past. I mean, I'm sure that there are plenty
of
folks.
So does Dwayne.
Well, it was fun. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's something about it that reminds me of all the reasons why I liked baseball in the beginning, you know?
And let's go behind the curtain real quick. Dano just loves the Giants broadcast with Kuiper and Mike Kruko.
So there's another aspect to that too. And it's one of those like millennial things that connects all of us together with, mm-hmm. you know, me being from a different generation than you two, but still having the appreciation of it.
So you think
Kuiper and Kruko were the voices of a baseball video game called MVP Baseball 05 that was massive. Like everybody between the various video game platforms had this video game. It was the last MVP baseball game, and it was the best one and arguably still the best baseball game that's ever put out. And those two were the voice of it. And having those two do play-by-play while you were playing that game was wildly entertaining. And you heard the same jokes over and over again, but you still kind of giggled every time. And the fact that you could still turn on that broadcast and hear those voices and immediately get transported back to being a kid again is just the best. And they do such a great job on top of it.
That's cool.
Yeah, there's a whole generation of us that grew up on really, really bad Indians baseball, but like
Kuiper was a part of it.
Yeah, and it was funny. He
not
said
that he was bad. He was a heck of a player.
I'm trying to think. That's 70. I don't even know. 74 team where I was reading off some of those names. I think it was 74. Or 77. It was a 77 team. And all those, the guys, I mean, they were 71 and 90 that year. And it's interesting to hear him say that maybe why all those guys ended up becoming broadcasters was because they had to talk a lot of baseball because they were trying to figure out a way to to be involved in the game.
You know,
because they were struggling to win.
You know how I've always talked about
the process?
The process and having a team and building a team and it's your team and winning. Winning was never a part of it for me. Like I didn't have to have winning. Mm-hmm. It was still my team. The basis of that was basically the Indians from the late 60s through like 1982. That's kind of where it came from. Because the Browns had some success. The Cavs had some success. But it was the Indians during that time. You know, and I think the world of Andre Thornton. What a great person back then and now. And Andre came in after Dwayne and Rick and Frank Duffy, Buddy Bell playing third base. You had Fosse and Dave Duncan behind the plate. You know, one of my favorite players, and I hit with a closed batting stance when I tried to hit a baseball when I played high school ball because of George Hendrick. I loved George Hendrick. My favorite baseball player ever in Cleveland. Why? I have no idea. I just loved him. Charlie Spikes out there with him.
Boogaluga, what was he?
The Boogaloosa Bomber.
That's right.
Charlie Spikes.
Yep.
Came over from the Yankees. George Hendrick had such a closed stance, it was silly. And then he ended up in St. Louis and became an absolute beast.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
He was really good. Mm. He's a good hitter. You know, longtime coach.
Yeah, I remember seeing him.
Is he still with Tampa?
Yeah, he might
still be with Tampa. Yeah. But Andy, that's why. You know, those were my guys. And I'm following them regardless.
I'm with you. It's the same thing. We're on the same page. There are plenty of us around Northeast Ohio that feel exactly the same way. 216-474-0092. Okay. You know, you're watching the Guardians, and they're struggling. They're struggling out west, and you're trying to figure out how this 500 team can manipulate their way into the playoffs. Are you? That's the question. Do you think the front office is trying to figure out a way that they're going to be a playoff team? The trade deadline is July 31st at 6:00.
That's a long ways away.
It is. And so that's why I'm not real excited about getting into this conversation, but I think it's something that's going to have to come to fruition probably over the next 3 weeks, right? As they get deeper into the Central as far as games back on the Tigers, I mean, you're hovering around 10 right now. You're okay in the wild card race, but there are teams you got to jump over. But again, it's June 17th, so you still have almost, 6 weeks until that till the trade deadline. What names are going through your mind to possibly be traded? Will they be buyers or sellers? I just kind of feel like they're sellers more than they are buyers at this point. So let's start there. Do you think when they get to that trade deadline, they are going to be buyers or sellers?
Sellers. And I hesitate to say it because I have a lot of faith in this organization to put a competitive baseball team on the field. And even though they're not doing terribly well right now and they've been in a bad stretch, and we went over some of the numbers yesterday, just how bad the run has been. They've lost 5 of 6, 8 of 10, 13 of 19. This is not the time to lose 13 of 19 games. But that's where they are, and it's dropped them 9.5, close to 10 back. And so that's, that's bad.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If they can't get it together quickly enough, Andy, I think you have to be sellers. I think you have to be. And I think you have to be sellers looking for guys who can hit. I mean, the organization has a great reputation for developing pitching. And for whatever reason, this team has just struggled like crazy to develop good hitting. Jose Ramirez, gift from above.
Right? Absolutely.
When it comes to offense, nobody expected that.
Nope.
Stephen Kwan. Remember when Stephen was the starting left fielder on opening day and we're all like, this is the guy who's going to be out there, huh? Because he was not really a highly thought of prospect, at least as far as the hype and everything else goes.
Neither was Ramirez.
Well, no, but I mean, Jose established himself and worked his way into it. Stephen just ended up as the opening day left fielder. And though he was on the radar and had come up through the system and had done well and everything, all of a sudden, boom, there he is. And he's been terrific. Other than that, they've struggled to do that. If I'm the front office, I'm giving it a little bit more time unless the right deal happens to come along. You have to move Carlos Santana. I mean, what will you get for him? Probably a young prospect. Guy in A ball or double A ball.
Yeah.
And this organization is great at finding guys in other organizations who come in and can actually play eventually. You got to think about moving Carlos. In the right situation.
You want me to say it before you say it? Because I think
no,
I know where you're going.
Gonna, okay. I was beating around the bush before we get there. But right. I'll let you drop the hammer. Austin Hedges might be a guy you could move to a team that thinks they need a catcher. Because Dom Nunez came up the other day. He's been in the majors. If you need a second catcher, fine. You could move Hedgy. Figure out right field. Maybe move Lane Thomas if that's not going to work. Shane Bieber has a player option for next year. If Shane comes back and looks okay, if he gets a chance to start coming back from Tommy John surgery, mm-hmm. And you don't think he's going to pick up his option for next year? Why would you keep him? He could bring you something. And then there's this thought.
Emmanuel Clase.
Oh, boy.
I mean, he would probably bring back the best return. And let's face it, right? Cade Smith's sitting right there waiting, don't you think?
Cade Smith is a closer in waiting, Andy. Hunter Gaddis could be a closer in waiting. They have several. Don't forget.
I think there are teams that would just be drooling to get Class A, especially the way he's kind of turned things around
and
right now.
He could get you a major league bat, and maybe then some.
And there's still time left on his contract where it's
extremely affordable.
Yeah, for everybody on board. Dan, when I say those words, what goes through your mouth?
$1.25 on the dollar.
For Class A?
Let's go. You want to give me $1.25 on the dollar? Yeah, let's talk.
You'd have to get a lot for him.
Bidding war. Let's go.
And Dan, some team would do it.
Oh, yeah. You always need relievers, and someone will always need a closer. That Yankee team right now with Devin Williams is figuring out a little bit, but if you could have a two-headed monster of Devin Williams and Class A, give me your top prospects. Let's go.
Let me throw three more words at you.
Not to mention.
Los Angeles Dodgers. They have guys at the back end of the bullpen, but they don't have a designated closer.
And you'll get serious cash for him because he's got two club options for not a whole lot of dough, especially for the big number teams.
So what are we getting back?
You're getting top tier guys. You might get guys.
You could get guys you just put in your lineup and you play them.
Yeah. You might get guys who are AAA about to pop. I mean, like
you could get a starting shortstop.
Yeah. You can get top tier dudes. I mean, because people always overplay for relief pitchers at the deadline.
Especially at the deadline if you think you have a chance.
So hang tight, right?
I mean, AJ Preller hasn't made a trade in a while. I'm sure he's twitching. Who's the general manager of the San Diego Padres? That's the first phone call. He's probably twitching right now.
I can't think of, unless there's, please just say to me these words because I just want to hear it. Jose's untouchable, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
They won't do that.
Good. I just want to make sure.
Unless he walks up to the front office and says, get me out of here.
I can't
see it.
Yeah, I can't see that either.
I can't see him doing it. That's the only way they would move him is have to be the one that was like, guys,
if the dude left millions of dollars on the table when he signed his extension, he's not going to ask for a trade.
Yeah, he's statue worthy. He is. Trade Class A, is that something that should be going through your mind right now? 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.